Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Todd Zeile. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rod Brewer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ozzie Canseco. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Pignazzi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Magrain. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Joe Magrain. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The second baseman, Todd Haney. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Spike Owen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Hill. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ken Hill. And now, play ball. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Carr. The throw from Laker and he is safe. Carr steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carr scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Smith. The throw from Laker and he is safe. Smith steals second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Todd Zeile is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Smith scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Zeile moves to third. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach has Zeile trapped. There's the throw to Laker and back to Wallach, who tags Zeile for the out. Brewer moves to third. Canseco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alicia hits a line drive for a single. Brewer scores. Canseco scores. Alicia moves to second. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Pignazzi is walked intentionally. Joe Magrain is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Magrain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colbrun scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Grissom strikes out. One out. Todd Haney is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Calderon hits a line drive off the glove of Brewer, and into shallow right field. Calderon reaches second base with a double. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brewer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carr hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lankford takes first base on ball 4. Todd Zeile batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Zeile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zeile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lankford moves to second. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Laker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mag Rain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mag Rain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alicia bunts towards the mound. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Canseco moves to third. One out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Pignazzi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pignazzi strikes out. Two outs. Joe Magrain is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Magrain is 0-for-1 in the game. Magrain hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canseco scores. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Bill Krueger now pitching. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mag Rain moves to second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Todd Haney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Todd Zeil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zeil is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zeil hits a pop-up towards first. Cole Brun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Brewer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brewer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Spike Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Wallach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wallach hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignazzi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Laker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Laker is 0 for 1 in the game. Laker strikes out. 1 out. Sean Berry pinch hits for Bill Kruger. Sean Berry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zile fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Todd Haney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gil Heredia now pitching. Joe Magrain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magrain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Magrain hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Calderon moves to second. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Calderon moves to third. Walker moves to second. One out. Spike Owen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Chris Carpenter now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calderon scores. Walker moves to third. Owen moves to second. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Brett Barbary pinch hits for Tim Laker. Brett Barbary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barbary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Carter now catching. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lankford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lankford. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Lankford steals second. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Zile is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Zile takes first base on ball 4. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brewer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brewer strikes out. One out. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Lankford. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Lankford steals third. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Lankford scores. Zile moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zile moves to third. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pignazzi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bryn Smith now pitching. John Vander Waal pinch hits for Sergio Valdez. John Vander Waal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vander Waal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Haney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kent Bottenfield now pitching. Milt Thompson pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Milt Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bottenfield fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Carr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carr hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Smith steals second. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lankford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lankford hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-3, Cardinals. Todd Zile is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Zile is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Zile hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Todd Worrell now pitching. Tim Jones now playing shortstop. Ivan Calderon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Calderon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Calderon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Colbrun is 0-for-3 in the game. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Calderon moves to third. 1 out. Jerry Willard pinch hits for Spike Owen. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willard strikes out. There goes Cole Brun. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Expos 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Will Cordero now playing shortstop. Rod Brewer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brewer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Brewer goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Cardinals. Luis Alicia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alicia is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alicia hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Pignazzi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pignazzi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Pignazzi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Canseco moves to third. Stan Royer pinch hits for Todd Worrell. Stan Royer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Royer hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Canseco tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Cardinals. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pignazzi moves to second. Tim Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pignazzi moves to third. Carr moves to second. Tim Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 10, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Perez now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lankford, who is chasing the ball. Cordero reaches third base with a triple. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Haney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Haney is 0 for 4 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.